Hey everyone, we sisters are back and we're going to share some more encouraging scripture verses with you. We each picked a topic. Mine's going to be born again, new creation, and you two sisters can say what it is that you're doing.
Well, I'm going to bring quite a few verses on truth, because that's a big topic.
So. Oh yeah.
It is. And I've got scriptures on hope, so it'll all tie together.
Nice. I think, Sister Kara, you were going to go first.
Yeah, okay. So, the first verse I have is John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In John 3:20-21, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
Amen.
John, yeah, we see that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then John 4:23-24. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And John 8:31-32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one.
Oh, so do I. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And then John 14:16. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And John 14:17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. In John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, for whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Then I have John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And John 18:37. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice.
Amen.
I love that one too. It's true.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and then in Acts 10:34-35, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2 Corinthians 13:8. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah, it is. I love how clear God's word is.
Amen.
And then Ephesians 5:9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And John 5:31. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And then 1 Timothy 3:15, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Then I have three more verses. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
Then Hebrews 10:26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. That's a scary one.
Yes, it is. I was just thinking about that.
1 Peter 1:22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unstained love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. And that was the last one I had, but I just found those really edifying to read through.
Amen. Yeah. All about truth. It's so important.
It is, yeah. Truth in an untruthful world. Everything about Satan's world is like a lie. Not everything. He has some truth, just enough to deceive. But yeah, light and dark, truth and lies. Yeah, I want to be on the side of truth. Yeah. Praise God.
Like, people think there's something in between, but it's either truth or fables or lies or...
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, there is no gray area when it comes to truth. It's either truth from the Lord or it would be lies from Satan.
Yeah.
And we can stand on the rock solid truth.
Amen.
And the truth sets us free. I love that.
It does.
I'll be careful or I'll be going back over the scripture verses that were already read. There's so many of them in there. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so if yours are done, I'm going to do born again and new creation, kind of a mix in there. And I just want to start off first with how do we become born again or a new creation, and it's going to be through the gospel. So I'm just going to go through that before I read my scripture verses. Faith would be the first one, and there's many scripture verses that we could use for these points of the gospel. I just used a couple, one on each pretty much. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And we have faith, and I didn't do one on the shed blood of Christ. That's the whole crux of what he did, his sacrifice on the cross. We'd be here all day if I was reading through all of them. Repentance, Matthew 3:2, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then being born again, that is John 3:3. Hold on, I lost my note here. I want to read it word for word. There was another one I wanted in there. I got a duplicate on one of my notes here. And this is when Nicodemus came to Jesus in the night. And before I read John 3:3, I want to say that we often have people like Nicodemus. When we're out on the streets and we're preaching the gospel, and we'll see a group of people go by, and one of them's looking and watching, and they kind of sneak over when nobody's looking, and they get a gospel card, and it's pretty awesome. I love that. So John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And holiness and obedience. Hebrews 5:9, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And I also have 1 Peter 1:16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And then the last part of the gospel is endurance. Matthew 24:13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So we have to keep walking in this faith until the end. And now I'll go through and I'll read the scriptures. I have quite a few of them on born again, a new creation. John 3:3. Well, I just read it, but I'm going to read it again. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And you could see the born again message in other places in the New Testament as well. John 3:7. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. So it's not just in one spot. Here's another one. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I love that. It's going to live and abide forever. And we will too if we're born again in him and we endure unto the end. 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is one of my favorite ones I like to use on the street. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We don't have our old life anymore when we're born again. We have a new life, one that's holy and obedient to the scriptures. Galatians 6:15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. This is all by the works of the Holy Spirit with a willing heart from somebody to lay down their life for him. Romans 6:4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. When you're born again, you have a new life. The old one's gone, the new one's here. It's going to be like Christ. 1 Corinthians 5:7, purge out therefore old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So it's just another example of purging out all the old and the sin and becoming a new creature, new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. I think I repeated that one. That's all right, it's worth repeating.
Amen. Oh,
and I have another repeat in here, but we already read that one. Ephesians 4:24, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And that's something we don't see in the world with all the professed believers. They're claiming to be, have repented and being born again, and they're supposed to be a new creature, new creation, but they're not. In righteousness and truth, as Sister just read about truth, they're in lies and deception of man-made religion. And even if they have left man-made religion, pretty much everybody that we've run into that have left it has not walked in all truth and pressed on in it. They just kind of left because they're disgruntled and they don't want to go to church anymore, which is a good thing, but they need to press on in the truth in order to become a new creature, a new creation. Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. I did one on knowledge, I think last time or the other one. I like that. In the knowledge, renewed in the knowledge. That also goes along with Romans 12:1-2, how we can know the perfect will of God through being a living sacrifice. 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. So the inward man is where the Holy Spirit is if we're truly born again. If we've laid down our life, turned from our sins, repented from them, lost our whole entire life, we're a new man in Christ, and our inward man is the Holy Spirit that gives us all truth and strength and power, righteousness, gives us peace, joy, hope. It's pretty amazing. And then, let's see, I'm going to end this here. Revelation 21:4-5. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Praise God, we can have a new life in Christ. I love it.
Amen.
Yes,
and not our own anymore.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What'd you say, Sister?
Oh, we're not our own anymore either. So. Mm.
Amen. We're bought with a price. You say, yeah, we're not our own anymore. I'm always telling people on the streets, if you're truly a born-again child of God, he owns you. You're bought with a price by the blood of Christ, if you truly are that. Now he owns you. You have to obey him. That's not what people
want to
do.
And we want to. Yeah, we want to obey him.
We do. The Holy Spirit. The inward man is renewed, the Holy Spirit, and then we want to obey him. Amen, Sister.
Okay, amen. This scripture will go along with both of what you said. It's not using born again. It has the word begat in it and true. So James 1:18, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. I love that.
Yeah, that's
the word
awesome.
Of truth. Born by the word of truth.
Yeah. That is a good one, yeah. And it wraps up the truth that Sister just mentioned, too.
Yeah, and we know Jesus is the truth and the Spirit. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So if that's what I had, if you want to share, Sister, what you have.
Sure. I've got this scripture will also tie in with that. It uses the word begotten us again, and also hope, which is what I'm going to talk about next. 1 Peter 1:3-4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. That's awesome.
It is. Amen.
Sorry, let me go on to my other scriptures. Obviously, I had to be very disciplined to only get some.
Great.
It's filled with words on hope as well. So we know that Christ is our hope in such a hopeless, lost world without him.
Right.
You know, as was it Peter? Who else shall we go to? Thou hast the words of eternal life. You know?
Where else is there to go? Hope. Yeah.
Okay, yes, amen. Psalm 31:24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Psalm 135. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is.
Amen.
He shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I love that picture. It paints, it kind of reminds me of Psalm 1 as well. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lamentations 3:24-26. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, our hope is to come. Our hope is to come, and we have to endure.
Right,
like,
amen.
Romans 8:24-25. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Yeah, that's our endurance.
Yeah, amen.
Romans 15:4-13. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I love that too.
Yeah, patience and comfort of the scriptures. I like that too.
Yeah. Patience is kind of, it goes right along with endurance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Titus 2:13-14. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Saviour Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
Yeah,
he is our hope. And he's coming back, and we're occupying in good works.
We are. And
until.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just going to add something when you're done.
No. Oh, no. We're just occupying in good works. Till then,
is
coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking up, I was trying to follow through with these as you're reading them. Hold on 1 second, I had it. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us. I just happened to press on that one to see the Greek word for it. It's to ransom, release one, liberate by payment of ransom. Yeah, so he did that. He paid that for us so we could have the hope to be with him in the end if we endure. Yeah, I love that.
Mm. Amen. We obviously can't, like, work our way to heaven without his sacrifice, so.
Right.
With his sacrifice, there's so much hope.
Amen. I love that.
So, I have one more scripture here, 1 John 3:2-3. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. I love that. I think you read scriptures on pure last time, Sister Cara, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have the hope and we purify ourselves.
Amen.
You know, it's the Spirit working in us, but we have work to do, for sure.
Yeah, it's a covenant, right? Blood covenant between man and Christ. And how do you have a covenant if you're... We know that God is faithful. He's going to keep his end of it. I mean, Christ isn't going to turn on us if we don't turn on him. So, like Brother Tupos always says, who's the weak link in this covenant?
We are.
Yeah. Definitely. So, if Christ already did his, now we just have to fulfill ours and keep doing it until the end.
Amen. Patience.
Right. And the awesome thing about that is he helps us do it. He's not just making us do it on our own. He helps us do it. It's pretty awesome.
No. Yeah, we couldn't even do it without him.
No. No, we can't.
No.
Well, you know, we can't glory in our own efforts.
No, we can't.
No, because boast in Christ.
Right. Yeah, we can boast, but we boast in him.
Amen.
It's all by him and from him, for him, through him, from his awesome sacrifice.
Yes, amen. We have so much hope.
Right.
So we can get to work and get purifying ourselves in the truth, being born again of his Spirit of truth. And, you know, truth is part of the Ephesians 6 armor as well.
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, he equips us with everything that we need. We have no excuse.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was just thinking we are without excuse in it.
Yeah, we are. Otherwise, we make him be a weak and ineffectual savior if we can't do what we're supposed to be doing, because he helps us with it. We can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us.
Amen.
Yeah, well, that was an awesome one.
I was just looking up a scripture, 2 Peter 1, 3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Yes, he does.
The divine nature that would go along with being born again.
Amen.
Precious promises.
Right, and we're not lacking in any of that as long as we abide in him. He's the vine, we're the branches. Yes. If we don't get cut off, we abide in him and we can do all this. It's when we get cut off because we're not being obedient, we're not striving, we're not pressing, we're to press into the kingdom of God, not just be lax and lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Fulfilling
Amen.
our end of it.
Yes, there's much to do. Fighting and striving and killing the flesh and all sorts of things.
Right, a daily battle.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, well, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sisters. I look forward to what we do on the next one.
Yeah, we'll see.
Me too.
All right, may God be praised.